Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はカナダ出身のテシアと
アメリカ出身のタイラーと
ブルガリア出身のカレアンです。
今月のテーマは知るともっと楽しい仙台、ラテマサムネ、スズメ踊りです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Tyler, I'm from America.
And my name is Kaoyan and I'm from Bulgaria.
Our topic for today is What happens in Sendai stays in Sendai. Datema Samune and Suzume Odori. As April has came to an end, many people would have settled down with new changes in their lives and thus hopefully have more time to have fun and explore their surroundings. Nevertheless, as the COVID-19 pandemic has gradually calmed down over the past few months, some of the activities that have been put on hold for the past 3 years or so are making a comeback in full swing. Today, as I'm joined by my co-host Tyler and our guest Yan, I'd like to kick off this discussion by asking about their experience with participating in Japanese festivals. So, as spring is coming and it's getting a bit warmer, we're getting more outdoor events. So, ever since you guys came to Japan, are there any, you know, festivals or other outdoor celebrations that you have participated in?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I've made very much sure to try to experience as much of Japanese culture as I can. I have good opportunities through work, but also personally, I have tried to participate and sign up for as many things as I can. Of course, coming up is the Alba Matsuri, which I think is a pretty big representative festival here in Sendai. I participated every single year that I could over the past 5 years. I've also participated in Dontosai, where you have to get half naked in the middle of January and parade through the streets, and it's a very interesting event. I probably only want to do it once in my life. I think that was enough for me. And also the Omikoshi as well.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have to carry the portable shrine around. I think it weighs a few tons. And that's a little bit on a warmer day, and I was pretty sweaty and almost keeled over. They were all very good experiences, and you get nifty little uniforms. Mm-hmm. And not only kind of fit the role, but it also kind of puts you in a good state of mind. So it's, if you have any opportunities to participate in these sort of specific events, especially local cultural ones, I would very much recommend it.
What about you, Yan?
I definitely haven't immersed myself as much. I've mostly gone as a onlooker, but I did have a chance to see the Alba Matsuri last year. Yeah. Like, we went a bit early, so we had like front row seats, which was nice. And I was impressed by like how many formations there were dancing, for one, and two, the dance itself was very dynamic. Quite pretty, actually. Mm.
Yeah, so this year is going to be my first Alba Matsuri, and I am very much looking forward to it. But as for now, I've been to Dontosai, similar to what Tyler had mentioned. And let's just say the Hadaka Mairi, where people were marching half naked, it was a sight to behold for sure. And just the past weekend, actually, in Toshogu Shrine, they actually had a Kagura performance. And I think it's their annual like major shrine festival. So they had, you know, Mikos dancing and everything. Are there any functions in your home country that's similar to, you know, Japanese matsuris?
So we do have a few outdoor festivals, for instance. We have a wonderful festival called the Strawberry Festival in Florida, which in Central Florida, right next to my hometown. And this is a month-long wonderful event where we celebrate strawberries and strawberry cooking and strawberry mascot characters dressing up as strawberries. As long as it has to do with strawberries, even going out and picking strawberries, you can eat as much as you want for a small fee. Pick them yourself, have fun, it's great. And you hear about something called the Strawberry Festival. I would recommend going.
In Bulgaria, similar to Japan, we actually have, it serves basically the same purpose as Namahage, called Kokiri. And there are minor differences, but the basic idea of chasing away evil spirits is the same. So in Japan, I think you asked me earlier, like, do they come in your house? They do in Japan. They don't do that in Bulgaria, but it's mostly like actually outdoor fun. And, everybody's wearing these very fluffy mm-hmm. kind of monstrous like costumes. Mm-hmm. I think they make them from geese fur mm-hmm. Mostly, and a lot of bells. Mm-hmm. And it's like the bells that actually chase away the spirits.
Oh.
So like when they go dancing and the bells make a lot of noise, and that's go away evil spirits.
Interesting. Is it more like a religious activity?
I wouldn't say so. It's Bulgaria is mostly Orthodox.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But rather than something Christian, it's more of a, I'd say, Bulgarian thing.
Oh, okay. So it's like a cultural.
Yes. Yeah.
And you mentioned, you know, the Bulgarian version having like these fur costumes and everything.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that, you know, by being fluffier, that they'll be cuter.
They are cuter. I think they are.
Unfortunately, we don't have something as cool as, you know, like Namahage-esque things. But we do have a First Nations or Indigenous people. They have festivals called powwow. And they're actually very interesting because they're mostly dance festivals. So you'll have people who play the instrument, and you have other people who dress up in the traditional clothing of their clan. Mostly a function for communities to come together and, you know, to celebrate their history and everything. And in recent years, some communities have actually opened up this opportunity for non-Indigenous people to join them. So speaking of festivals, we talked a little bit about Albamatsuri earlier on, and this is actually one of the three major festivals in Sendai. And this year, it'll be taking place during the May 20th and 21st weekend. And originally, the Albamatsuri is a reinvention of Sendai Matsuri, which is a festival that used to take place during the Edo period and lasted all the way till the early parts of Meiji period. And it is dedicated to celebrating the death anniversary of Date Masamune, who was a feudal warlord during the Warring States Sengoku period, and also the founding father of Sendai Domain. So speaking of Date Masamune, what do you guys know about Date Masamune?
I know his alias is the One-Eyed Dragon, and that's very interesting. If you see his modern renditions, different pictures of him, or even the Date Bushotai that we have here, which is a troop that runs around and dresses up as these guys, you'll see he obviously has the big kabuto, the big half-moon yellow helmet piece, but he also will always have on that patch, which makes him very recognizable. But I think that Date Masamune, just the way he looks makes him not only very recognizable as a historical figure, but also just walking around Sendai, you will see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, 400 years ago, he is the man who essentially built the city. He established it, he turned it from a small backwater into a powerhouse in the northeast region of Japan. And even now, thankfully, because of how much the Japanese like to protect and revere their history, we are able to enjoy his influence even now. So I'm very thankful for it.
The Crescent Moon helmet actually, I think, served as the model of, you know, Darth Vader's mask in Star Wars. So a lot of people, you know, even if they didn't know about Date Masamune, when they first saw his helmet, they're like, isn't that Darth Vader's helmet? I'm like, no, the other way around. Yeah, and I think my favorite fun fact about Date Masamune is actually that he is a major food lover. That man loves food. So he once summoned someone all the way from Fukuoka to come over because he's like, I want to make the best miso in all of Japan. So he got this miso expert or someone to come up all the way to Tohoku and be like, I need you to invent this special type of miso. And that's how he got Sendai miso, which is famous for being very sweet and that you can eat it by the spoonful. And we also, of course, we have Zunda, and we also have the Sasakamaboko and everything. Well, now we talked a little bit about Date Masamune. Do you guys think there's any historical figure maybe in your home country that is similar to the role that he has, like being very popular among the masses or like having a very important presence in throughout history?
Well, in America, I think you would probably go back and look at the founding fathers who helped build the country around the late 1700s, specifically George Washington. Even now, one of the most recognizable historical figures. Maybe not quite as a bad dude as Date Masamune was, but I think he really helped shape the path of America, even now, in the defense we saw today.
Bulgaria, we had like khans in the beginning, and every Bulgarian khan was like, I'm gonna move the capital. So we have like a few old capitals in Bulgaria,
right.
And almost every khan was like, I like this, you know, this town, this city. I'm gonna make this my capital now. So I guess we have like a few people that are kind of similar in that regard to Natama Simone. I'd say the most badass dude was the guy that has that I have this name of, Kaoyan. Like he had a history of drinking from his enemy's skull.
That's amazing.
Yes. Like when he managed to defeat like the I think it was like the Byzantine Emperor at the time.
Yes,
he just took his skull and like made it in a cup.
Wow.
In the mug.
Oh, that's so cool. And you got your name after him?
Yes. There was this one guy that was like drinking from a skull mug.
I'll just make sure I'll make you angry then. I don't want my skull to be used for drinking. Thank you.
Definitely. So an Alba festival, besides from, you know, parades, and they also have like floats and things like that of different motifs. Another very important aspect is the Suzume Odori. So Suzume Odori, the Japanese name translates to sparrow dance, and it is characterized by very fast-paced dancing and also the usage of paper folk fans during the dance. Have you guys ever had the chance to watch Suzume Odori performances before?
Oh, sure thing. Like I said, I participated as one of the people who pulls these big floats that they go down the street. So I've gotten to see it right up close and personal. And it's really wonderful. It's just a huge parade. It's like a few kilometers long with all these different groups, all dancing in their own specific ways. There's quite a bit of free form. At the end of the main procession, you can actually get into the street and dance all as one. Even the spectators can kind of join in at the very end. So hopefully, I hope they're going to do that this year. It's pretty fun to see. There's like thousands and thousands of people all over Jōzen Judori all dancing and having a blast.
I did have a chance to see it last year. I didn't know that you could participate in the, you know, normal version though. So I am looking forward to this year with possibly everybody joining. I am going to be participating though this year. You know, pulling the floats this time around.
Oh, really?
As Tyler did before. Yes, so I am looking forward to that, and I'm hoping it's not too heavy. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching from the sidelines because I have no, like, I have no faith in my strength, so I'm probably not going to be pulling it this year. Maybe next year, we'll see. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia provides a subsidy for international exchange projects that involves the themes of internationalization or multiculturalism. The second application period for 2023 runs from May 1st to May 31st. Please be aware that this application period is only for projects which will take place between July 2023 and March 2024. Citizen organizations that independently plan and carry out such projects are eligible to receive the subsidy if more than half of their members live, work, or study in Sendai. Lastly, the maximum subsidy amount is 100,000 yen. If you're thinking of applying, please contact Sentia beforehand by telephone by calling 022-268-6260 or emailing koksaika@sentia-sendai.jp. For more information, please visit Sentia's website. And that is it for this month's program. See you again soon.